It's time to check in with Bill Harper of United Way of Greater Lorain County, talking about different collaborations going on during the summer. You just got finished with, well, we're still in springtime, and the Spring Day of Caring took place.
Yeah.
A lot of people come out for that, cleaning up and coming out and helping out the different projects. Worked out well this year, as always?
Yeah, it was great. We this was a few weeks back. I think it was May the 16th, and last couple of years, we had worked in South Lorain doing some cleanup work and helping out El Centro. You know, they had that flood a couple of years ago. We had to clean out their basement. But this time, we were in South Elyria and had a great turnout, even though it was, you know, like so many of our recent days have been kind of threatening rain. That morning, we had 72 volunteers came out, helped out the Boys and Girls Club by putting some mulch around their playground. We had some volunteers who painted a really cool mural in their dance studio. And then we were also in South Park in Elyria, mulching, planting flowers, removing graffiti in that area. There's actually little pads that you get, you know, wipes that take graffiti off of plastic and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be careful, though, to put you know, rubber gloves on, because it's got
a little bit of toxic
kind of chemicals in there, solvents, right? Probably. Yeah, and so 72 volunteers, over 275 hours of volunteer service that morning and early afternoon. People from the neighborhood, you know, people from all over who came out to help and spruce things up. It looks nice, and I think people feel better.
Not only the people who do it,
right,
but also the people that get to then to see that someone cares about their area.
Too. Exactly. And when, you know, I think the research is really clear. When you think people care about your neighborhood, you take care of it yourself. And, you know, volunteering, Bruce, it's such a great thing to do, because you meet new people and kind of learn, you know, you're spreading mulch out there. You're kind of learning about people, what they're into, what their life is all about. And you end up making new friends. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And there's... And there's not a really big commitment to that. I mean, it's one afternoon.
Right.
And if you say, I'll see you later, you may never see him again, move on to other people. Or you may think, next time you guys are up to something, I'm there again, ready to, to go. So it's a chance for you to kind of
build on that. That's right. Some people, they really dig it. They get into it. And before you know it, they're leading volunteer projects as a volunteer.
So let me see. You had people that were painting and people removing paint. You had the people painting the mural and the other people removing their graffiti.
Well, yeah, there were some creative folks who decided that naughty words inside of a kid's playground was a nice thing to do. So we removed that.
Well, that's part of that whole thing.
Because,
you know, there's just something about it. When you want to make something look nice and maybe return it to almost like new condition.
So for those folks that are thinking about volunteering, we've got some upcoming volunteer projects with our Lorain County Volunteer Connection I can tell you about.
All right.
The first one is ESOL Tutors at El Centro, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, June 3rd. And, you know, ESOL, that stands for English for Speakers of Other Languages. I didn't realize. I thought it was English as a second language, but it's English for Speakers of Other Languages. So it's a class for adults who don't speak English, and volunteers serve as guides through the English language. It's a lot of fun. So that's Wednesday, June the 3rd. And for all of these, folks can call us at United Way, which is 277-6530, or just go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and click the Volunteer tab. We also have this Thursday, Facilitating Fun at the Boys and Girls Club here in Elyria. And they help support the educational, social, emotional, and physical goals of youth in the Youth Empowerment Zone, yes. And then finally, this Sunday, talk about low commitment, just go with the Dog Walking Club. Easy way to break into the volunteer stuff. You go out to the Friendship APL. And you can assist the shelter by walking, socializing, and practicing basic commands with dogs to, you know, get them acclimated to the shelter and get ready to be adopted out.
Right.
And give them a little exercise. You get a little exercise. So, yeah, and lots of others. Those are just some highlights coming up.
So there's always something that people can volunteer and do. When they say, there's nothing to do, you, Bill Harper, will always have something for them.
We will always have something to do. And there, you know, these are both for adults and children. You can click on that link and find out what the what the demands of the particular volunteer opportunity are. If it's just walking a dog, or if you need painting skills or whatever.
I suppose maybe with the summertime too, more people maybe have a little more free time, so their volunteer hours maybe enter into what they're.
Sure.
What they're doing as well.
Yep. And kids are obviously going to be out of school. So.
Well, speaking of kids, I understand we are on the 1 year anniversary of the Oberlin
Kids
Community Collaborative.
Yes, it was one of our first community collaboratives, and it's been a great group of people led by Oberlin Early Childhood Center, but Guidestone, Ohio Guidestone, the city of Oberlin, Oberlin College, lots of other partners out there, all working together to make sure that every child born in the Oberlin City School District is ready for kindergarten, emotionally, socially, academically, all ready to start kindergarten when they are ready.
Some of the things that have been happening this past year that are impacting?
Well, the first thing is that Oberlin Kids tries to enroll kids in their program, and then they're able to, once they do that, they're able to provide them with a learning snapshot. So, if you're a parent, you're not quite sure, you've heard that kindergarten's a little more demanding than it used to be when we were kids, and you want a snapshot of where they are and what kinds of things they ought to be doing, Oberlin Kids can provide that to you for free. And they have enrolled almost half of all the eligible children in Oberlin that are between the ages of, birth and ready to go to kindergarten. So that's huge.
That's a pretty impressive number.
That is. I'm very impressed with that myself.
Yeah.
So they've been very busy, just being out in the community, word of mouth, other kinds of advertising, attending all the various and sundry Oberlin events, the Chalk Walk and Juneteenth and all the other celebrations that they have there. So it's great. It's provided a variety of locations in Oberlin, these learning snapshots, and we know from the research that if kids are ready to start kindergarten, it affects their whole life. More likely to graduate from high school, go on to college, get a good job, and so forth.
When you talk about a child being ready for kindergarten, what goes into that?
Well, it obviously we think often of academically that, they need to know their alphabet and they need to know some other basic things, but social skills are really important as well. If you've got a child who really doesn't get along with other kids or hasn't been exposed with different kinds of kids, that's an issue. And, obviously emotionally and physically. So just a very holistic kind of approach to this.
Now, are there things then once maybe deficiencies are identified that you're trying
yes.
to strengthen that in some way? Or?
Right. There are all kinds of it ranges from their Facebook page and almost every day of the week. They have a posting of ideas.
For a moment there, I thought you meant the preschooler's Facebook page. And I'm thinking,
no, I'm sorry. Yeah, we give each preschooler a Facebook, their own very Facebook page. So they can,
sandwich today.
Yeah, so they can, obviously start developing their own brand.
Yeah, their social skills of a different nature.
No, Oberlin Kids is a great group to, even if you're not in Oberlin City Schools and you've got a little kiddo that's moving toward kindergarten, it's a great way to get tips. Subscribe to that, and I've got nieces and nephews with kids all over the place, and I regularly will send ideas to them. So it ranges from that to professional help that's available for kids that might be lagging behind a little bit or need some special intervention with their eyes or their hearing or speech or that type of thing. All those kinds of referrals are possible through the Oberlin Kids Collaborative as well. Yeah.
What exactly, I guess, is the United Way's part of this?
Yeah. So what our part is, we, in working with people from throughout Lorain County, we're the ones that kind of organized this whole collaborative idea of bringing groups together and working on six goals that we think will help transform Lorain County into a better place for everyone. And so in doing that, we provided funds to each of these collaboratives that we're forming to do the work that's needed to bring people together, to keep them on track, and then to collect the outcomes data so that we know we're making a difference. So we kind of put all that infrastructure together, and then there's funds for programming as well. And it works because there's a synergy there. It's a situation where people coming together, helping one another to accomplish the same thing can really do some great things.
And you get them early, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So you're dealing with manageable issues
right. That
at some point, if not addressed, could become unmanageable, and you'd have other services that maybe would need to be offered. Here's a good way to use the resources, I guess, as best as possible.
Right. Rather than each organization or each program working on their own, trying to recruit these kids and maybe only touching one part of what's needed to fully develop those children, by all working together, they can share that, you know, that overhead, they can share that child-finding activity and are much more effective in doing that.
Do you try to make a template for other communities, too? Is that the idea? Is that in the process? Is that working? Or what?
Well, yeah, we are actually, we have kindergarten collaboratives that will be emerging, or are emerging, and will be launched in Elyria and in Lorain in the next few months. They've been working to follow pretty much the same model. So in Lorain, we have a group that's called Rising Titans, after, you know, Lorain High Titans. And Neighborhood Alliance is the lead agency for that. Obviously, Lorain City School is very involved. And here in Elyria, we have a group that's been around for a while called Ready, Set, Go. And Horizon is leading that. And Elyria City School is very involved in that as well.
I've heard those different names, but I've never kind of connected them to being that they're sort of the similar type of program.
Same kind of idea, bringing people together. Now, Ready, Set, Go has existed for a number of years, was started really on the initiative, I think, of some of the folks at Elyria City Schools. But we're just trying to enhance that one. The other ones, we basically got together with agencies and encourage them. So, yeah.
All right. Lots going on with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. We appreciate Bill Harper stopping up.
Again, good to see you.
People want to find out more about those volunteer opportunities, or I suppose if they have a need for volunteers, you're also a place that people can kind of get some.
Right. UWLorainCounty.org. We also have we eliminated a couple part-time positions and created a full-time community impact associate position. And you can find out about that job opportunity as well at our website.
Right. And in keeping with that spring day of caring, people on any opportunity, you don't even need to go through you, pick things up, clean things up in their area.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But volunteering is so nice because you get to meet other people. Anybody who out there just, you know, is having trouble finding meaning in their life, boy, just volunteer and you're going to find some great, it'll invigorate you.
Very well said. Bill Harper, United Way of Greater Lorain County, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Good to see you, as always.